Christianity has so much influence our culture that we take it for granted and think it was always that way.
Dr. Alvin Schmidt talking about his presentation at this summer's Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference.
And if you move into one of the Mideastern countries where primarily the theology of Islam operates, you can see the influence of what Christianity has had in our culture. Yet, we tend not to really quite to, how shall I say, realize it and appreciate it. And once in a while, we need to be reminded.
You can meet and hear Dr. Alvin Schmidt making the case for Christianity's positive impact on civilization June 13th and 14th at the Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference in Collinsville, Illinois. For more information, visit issuesetc.org or call 618-223-8385. The Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference.
Let's just talk.
My name is Emily Letts.
Hi.
Hi.
I am a patient advocate at the Cherry Hill Women's Center.
I talk with women before their abortion procedures.
I found out that I am pregnant. Hey, I'm pregnant. And so I'm pretty early.
I'm not ready to have children.
Yeah, I'm going to be having an abortion tomorrow morning.
What I need you to do is raise up the bathroom again.
Okay.
Now let's see right there, the edge of the table.
Okay. I'm lucky because I feel completely like comfortable with the decision. I'm supported by everyone.
Be by your side the whole time during the procedure. Be your hand to hold. You care.
I just want to share my story. To show women that there is such thing as a positive abortion story.
I got a lot of hands. Got a lot of support. Pretty lucky girl.
You pass it on.
Those are excerpts. Sounds so pleasant, don't they? Those are excerpts from a YouTube video posted by Emily Letts. She is now famous for having posted her abortion and her rationale for posting her abortion on YouTube. What would motivate a woman to do this? Now, we know what might motivate a woman to have an abortion more often than not: fear of the future, fear of someone who's pressuring her, maybe fear of what this might mean for the rest of her life. What would motivate a woman to have an abortion and try and portray it as a positive thing, and then to post that on YouTube? Joining us to talk about this woman who posted her abortion on YouTube, Megan Allman. She's a speaker for Life Training Institute. Megan, welcome to Issues Etc.
Hi, Todd. Thanks.
I can't imagine what would motivate a woman to have an abortion. I can't imagine what would motivate a woman to post it on YouTube. What's going on?
Yeah, you know, I watched the video, which is it's disturbing, and I've tried to wrap my head around that a little bit. The same type of question, and all I can come back to is wrong ideas. And the consequences of believing those ideas. I think that Emily Letts is, I think if we met her on the street, she's probably a perfectly nice girl. We'd probably like to get to know her a little bit better. And I think that she feels very passionately about the work she does. I think she thinks herself concerned for what she would perceive as the suffering of women who are facing unwanted pregnancies, and the fear that you were talking about probably leads them to abortion because it's available, because it's a decision that is available to them. But as far as Emily herself, that's the only thing I can come back to is that she's believing a lie.
With about a minute before we take a break, what she was trying to provide in her own words was evidence that there's a positive abortion experience, even if a woman has no compunction, no guilt, and nothing but positive feelings about having abortion. Does that change what abortion is, Megan?
No, absolutely not, Todd. That's the fundamentally dishonest thing about the video that she posted. It was completely subjective. It focused on her emotions and her feelings about the procedure, not the procedure itself. It was not a realistic video of abortion. I think that the way that she went about it, she was writing about the guilt is what was motivating her, this idea that women feel guilty over abortion. And I will just kind of paraphrase my coworker, Jay Watts, who says there's a whole lot wrong with abortion. You know, we talk about guilty feelings or positive feelings. We can talk about the after effects of it. But none of those get at the heart of the issue itself, which is why abortion is wrong to begin with.
We're talking with Megan Allman, Speaker for Life Training Institute, about a woman posting her abortion on YouTube. It's Friday afternoon, May the 9th. When we come back, we'll continue that conversation. I'm Todd Wilkin. This is Issues Etc. Stay tuned. Are spiritual warfare and demon possession only found in the time of Jesus and the apostles? The Issues Etc. book of the month for May is I Am Not Afraid, Demon Possession and Spiritual Warfare. You can browse before you buy at issuesetc.org, or you can call Concordia Publishing House 1-800-325-3040. I Am Not Afraid, Demon Possession and Spiritual Warfare, The Issues Etc. book of the month for May. 1-800-325-3040.
Folks attending last year's Making the Case conference absolutely loved the barbecue from Randy's House of Barbecue in Troy and Highland, Illinois. The pork, chicken, ribs, and beef are prepared just like the old days in a pit cooked over hickory, apple, and wild cherry wood. Randy's House of Barbecue, Route 40 and Troy O'Fallon Road in Troy, and at 2649 Northtown Way in Highland. Randy's House of Barbecue, randysbbq.com.
Defending life from beginning to end. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Do you wish your Lutheran school offered Latin, Greek, or logic? What about German or calculus? Right now, local Lutheran schools in two different states are utilizing Wittenberg Academy to expand their course offerings. Whether it's Latin for third graders or logic for seniors in high school, Wittenberg Academy can help. For your homeschooler or for your brick-and-mortar Lutheran school, we have solutions. To find out more, visit wittenbergacademy.org.
Ah, the sounds of rich liturgy and historic Christian worship. What a way to spend a Sunday morning. At Trinity Lutheran Church in Millstadt, Illinois, you'll find authentic Christianity as you hear the preaching of Christ crucified for the forgiveness of your sins. Come. Join us Sunday mornings at 9 and Monday evenings at 7:30, and find out more about Trinity Lutheran Church, Millstadt, Illinois, at trinitymillstadt.org.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. Megan Allman is our guest from Life Training Institute. We're talking about a woman posting her abortion on YouTube. It's Friday afternoon, May the 9th. Megan, I got a couple questions on this. Does this represent a crossing a threshold, kind of pulling back the examining room curtain and saying, okay, these pro-life organizations have been telling us how terrible it is in the abortion clinic, how terrible it is for women in there. We're going to pull back the curtain and show you that it isn't so terrible, that abortion is just, it's an innocuous thing. Some women may have trouble with it, but you don't have to.
Absolutely not. No, this is not pulling back the curtain on anything other than showing us how Emily herself perceives the decision that she made. No, and like I said, that's why this video, if we're looking at it just intellectually, it's just absolutely dishonest. She said, and she quoted, or she talked about in the article in Cosmopolitan, we talk about abortion so much and yet no one really knows what it actually looks like. But Emily didn't show us what abortion actually looks like. At Life Training Institute, we employ a tactic when we're talking to others about the issue of abortion. And what we're trying to get at it that is the whole debate centers on that question, what is the unborn? Because if the unborn is a human being, then abortion is wrong. It's morally wrong. And that's how we make our case. And to do that, we ask them, any reason that someone would give for having an abortion, ask yourself, would it be all right if we were talking about a toddler? So I'm going to do that with this video just to demonstrate. If I were, because an abortion is the intentional taking of an unborn human life, let's look at a human life that we know is human. If I were killing my toddler and made a video of myself doing it, And my feelings about it, which I know this is very disturbing to talk about, but if my feelings about it were okay and all it showed me was smiling, but it didn't show the act itself being performed or the death of that human life, then I have not represented that fairly. And I don't think that Emily did either.
She says this guilt that women feel about abortion is bred by our society. I quote her from the Cosmopolitan piece. She says, "We inhale it from all directions. Even women who come to the clinic completely solid in their decision to have an abortion say they feel guilty for not feeling guilty, even though they know 110% that it's the best decision for them. They feel pressure to feel bad about it." Is that where the guilt over abortion really comes from, Megan? About a minute.
Absolutely not. I think it comes from the objective morality that we can't help but recognize. That's something that's real and true that we can know. Of course, this comes back to our worldview question. But John Stone Street actually posted a great statement yesterday that said, in regards to that quote, it's not that the society tells us what we feel guilty about. It's not society that guilt comes from. It comes from the shared human nature that we all possess. So the better question to be asking if I were Emily is, where does the guilt come from? Exactly. She says society. I don't agree. I think it comes back to our worldview issue, and I don't think we can deny that something in us is disturbed when we talk about the issue of abortion on both sides of it.
Folks, you can check out great pro-life resources offered by Life Training Institute. Just go to issuesztc.org, click Listen on Demand. Megan Allman is a speaker for Life Training Institute. Megan, thank you very much for your time this afternoon.
Thank you, Todd, for having me.
When we come back in Hour 2 of Issues Etc., we're going to do two things. We have Christ in the Old Testament series to return to. Of course, this last Sunday for some and this coming Sunday for others is Good Shepherd Sunday. That puts us right squarely in Psalm 23, which is where we'll be with Pastor Brian Ketchelmeyer on the other side of the break, continuing our series on Christ in the Old Testament. Then it is Friday, so as we often do on Friday, we're going to play Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. That means we'll play 4 Issues Etc. soundbites from this week's audio. All you have to do is listen to the 4 soundbites and then decide and vote which one should be Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. You can vote by giving us a call, 1-877-623-6943, sending us an email right here in the studio, talkback@issuesetc.org. You can vote via Twitter at IssuesETC, or go to our Facebook fan page where we have left space for you to vote for Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. Facebook.com/IssuesETC, Facebook.com/IssuesETC. It'll be your opportunity to win the LPR bundle package, an I Have Issues t-shirt, an Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, bumper sticker, mouse pad, and notepad. That'll go to the listener with the best vote for Issues Etc. soundbite of the week in about 40 minutes. Hour 2 of Issues Etc. is next. Stay tuned.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.